Across America this weekend, children are dragging their parents to see the newly released movie version of Harry Potter. Who knows, maybe some eager parents were dragging the children. Critic Bob Mondello says he was as excited as the average 11-year-old about seeing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, but for a different reason.
I almost never read books before I see their movie adaptations, so I won't go in with preconceptions. But I did read Harry Potter and went to the movie version absolutely sure that it would not be like my experience of reading the book.
I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed. Or worse, expelled.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
You'll have heard that director Chris Columbus and his army of designers have pretty much duplicated the book on screen, from the glasses Harry wears to the Quidditch game that sends him flitting like a giant fruit fly around a fantastical stadium. But for me, there was one huge difference. I'd never pictured the characters as having British accents. You see, I read the book in Spanish. For most U.S. readers, the poor souls in the novel who don't have magical powers are muggles. For me, they're los mugles. And Harry and his buddies speak of Profesor Dumbledore and worry about how to make their escobas fly.
Stick your right hand over the broom and say up.
Arriba. Now, I've been trying to learn Spanish for years without making a whole lot of headway. My teacher has nearly despaired of getting me past my fear of verbs, and though I'm told my pronunciation isn't bad, my vocabulary is still tiny. To increase it, my teacher wants me to read, but most of the things he's suggested haven't worked. El Principito, which is what the little prince is called in Spanish, took me almost a month to wade through, and it's thin and only has about 15 words to a page. So when I walked in with the 254-page Harry Potter y la Piedra Filosofal, he could only smile. Then I told him I was already on page 43 and hadn't once opened a dictionary. That got his attention. See, Harry Potter is written on about a, I'm guessing here, fourth grade level, and I have a third grader's vocabulary. You know how kids start out saying things like, he goed to school already? And later they learn about went? Well, that's where I am in Spanish. So while the verb tenses were mysterious at first, I could get the general drift from context. I couldn't tell whether Harry has an owl, or had an owl, or would soon have an owl, but I knew he and an owl were up to something. And because there's a lot of repetition in books written for children, after a while I was plowing ahead. I occasionally got stuck. Harry had something in his hand at one point called a varita, and I was about to break down and use a dictionary when finally the varita emitted sparks, and I realized it was a magic wand. Anyway, by the time Harry was playing Quidditch, I was hooked on the story, and I ended up reading long into the night, chapter after chapter, to find out what would happen next. The film version, for what it's worth, still strikes me as more of a Harry Potter product than a movie. It has no life of its own, but it reproduces the book reasonably well, just as a doll or an action figure stands in for a character reasonably well. I'm glad I read the book first, though, and I'm looking forward, as is mi profesor, to tackling Harry Potter y la Cámara Secreta. For NPR, soy Bob Mondello.